higher wages may be in the works for the nation's lowest paid workers. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, President Barack Obama says he wants an increase in the minimum hourly wage from the current $7.25 an hour to $9 an hour by the end of 2015. It was one of many policy initiatives introduced in the President's State of the Union address. The President also proposes the minimum wage keep pace with inflation. Harris County AFL-CIO Secretary Treasurer Richard Shaw says since workers spend most of what they make, a raise in the minimum wage would be a boost to the economy.
The good thing about raising the minimum wage is that those workers who work at minimum wage or near minimum wage, because you have to consider the fact that some workers may be above minimum wage, but it's ultimately tied, you know, to their minimum wage, to a minimum, what the minimum wage is. Those workers spend all the money they earn basically in the economy right away. They spend it shopping, they spend it, you know, buying things for their families, and so all that money actually begins to circulate immediately. They don't put it in obscure investments overseas. They spend every dime they make. So when you raise a minimum wage, you actually put more money into the economy.
The proposal will probably be opposed by business groups and Republicans who say higher wages increase costs and unemployment. But Shaw says a noticeable increase in adults working minimum wage jobs traditionally considered seasonal youth employment suggests otherwise.
Sure, they say, well, the restaurant or whoever it is, the employer says, I can do without this worker and I'm just going to do it myself because I can't afford it. In other cases, they say, well, you know, we have a lot of youth at minimum wage. They don't need as much money as regular workers do. And so youth employment is actually going to go down if we raise a minimum wage. My memory of those studies, for the most part, is that none of that actually happens. When I go to a fast food restaurant sometimes to eat, I notice it's mostly adults now working in those places. They're not kids anymore. They're adults trying to survive on a job at minimum wage. You may have some businesses complain, well, I'm just going to go out of business if the minimum wage goes up, which would lead me to question, well, should they be in business anyway? I mean, if they have to survive by not paying people living wages, and then there's something wrong, you know, with their business model.
The current rate of $7.25 per hour took effect in 2009. 19 states in the District of Columbia have higher minimum wage rates than the federal requirement. Washington State's is the nation's highest at $9.19 per hour. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Ooh, okay, Jacob, I'm all over this one. Which workers will see the benefit of a minimum wage increase?
Well, most will, unfortunately not all. Domestic, farm, and restaurant workers aren't covered by minimum wage statutes. Particularly just focusing on restaurant workers, Marlo, Houston has one of the highest numbers of restaurants per capita in the country, with roughly 11,000 in this city alone. I talked to Richard Shaw about restaurant workers, and they still make $2.13 an hour, which is on holdover when the regular minimum wage was $4.25 just 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The employer or tips are supposed to make up the difference, but that creates an atmosphere for unstable earnings, which makes those workers vulnerable to wage theft due to employer miscalculation, either accidental or deliberate. So even though restaurant workers, the plethora, again, of restaurant workers here in Houston won't probably not benefit from that, it's an issue that still needs attention, perhaps even extend minimum wage protection to those workers.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm just concerned that my teenage grandchild is not going to get off the couch this summer because there is not going to be another job.
Well, I mean, that's a huge concern, as you heard Richard say. A lot of those jobs normally seen as seasonal youth jobs are being filled by adults who have to work those jobs just to survive and support their families.
Ooh, thank you, Jacob. Great story.
Thank you very
much. Absolutely great story.